I am Leonard Whitby and it's Friday, November 29, and here's your news at 9 a.m. The affirmative repositioning movement has lodged a formal complaint with the Electoral Commission, citing ballot shortages, mobile teams failing to set up, and the illegal turning away of voters. The movement deems these issues as irregularities. In response, the Zambezi Regional ECN confirmed that most of the region's 52,173 registered voters cast their ballots despite shortages of ballot papers at some polling stations. The presidential and national assembly elections took place on Wednesday, with a few polling stations in both urban and rural areas out of ballots by the afternoon. Meanwhile, the Landless People's Movement spokesperson Lifalasa Simata weighed in on transparency and accountability of the Electoral Commission. Speaking to our news team, he expressed his concerns on the new dates set for today and tomorrow.
So currently now, why this is also quite problematic is that you have now political parties that have to scramble to make sure that they have individuals in these areas and so forth to foresee and ensure that what happens is transparent as best as possible to ensure that each political party or those available members and so forth can see and witness and ensure that no irregularities occur, especially with the current situation where we have quite dubious means and negligence occurring on the ECN side, is that we cannot trust them to do this process again on their own.
The UDF's Mabasin Ngarib says they're not happy with the ECN's decision to extend the date of polling.
It should be a nationwide thing, and because all these things are experienced all over the country, and you are giving more on the election day, more people voted, but it was only one day which was granted, and then at these constituencies, 2 days are granted. It's becoming questionable. Why would you give a handful of people 2 days to vote while the whole nation was expected to complete its voting process within one day?
To South Africa now, where the President Cyril Ramaphosa says his country's upcoming G20 presidency will focus on promotion of trade, equitable debt relief and increased climate financing. Under the theme of solidarity, equality and sustainability, Ramaphosa pledged to advocate for the development priorities of the continent of Africa and the Global South. In his address to the National Council of Provinces, he stressed the need for stronger global cooperation to tackle poverty, inequality and climate change, ensuring vulnerable nations have a voice.
Through our G20 presidency, we will call on the members of the G20 to stand in solidarity with those people who are facing hardship, poverty, and conflict. This whole process of the G20 will involve up to 230 summits.
On the international front, a Chinese court sentenced journalist Dong Yuyu to 7 years in prison for espionage, according to Reuters. The veteran Chinese state media journalist was detained by police in Beijing in 2022 while having lunch with a Japanese diplomat. Laura Westbrook has the report for us.
Former Guangming Daily editor and journalist Dong Yuyu has been detained in prison awaiting the verdict since a closed-door hearing in July 2023. The 62-year-old regularly had in-person exchanges with foreign diplomats from various embassies as well as journalists, and had participated in the prestigious Harvard Nieman Fellowship. He joined the Communist Party-affiliated Guangming Daily in 1987 and had written on topics from legal reforms to social issues. His articles advocated moderate reforms while avoiding direct criticism of Chinese President Xi Jinping. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.